Mo falls silent. I realize she's waiting for something. My tongue's frozen. There are questions I want to ask, but it's a bad idea to ask something when you're not sure you want to hear the answer. Did you enjoy being... Bond? I finally manage.
Did I?
She raises an eyebrow.
Hell,
she frowns.
Did you?
She demands.
But I wasn't...
But you thought you were.
No.
The very question is freighted with significance I don't want to explore. I don't do high society, I don't smoke, I don't like being beaten up, being taken prisoner, being tortured, or fighting people, and I'm no good at the womanizing bit. I dry swallow. How about you?
Well,
she pauses to consider.
I'm no good at womanizing either.
Her cheek twitches.
Is that what this is about, Bob? Did you figure I was cheating on you?
I was, I clear my throat, unsure where I stood.
We need to talk about this, get it out in the open sometime, don't we?
I nod. It's about all I can do.
I didn't jump into bed with anybody else,
she says briskly.
Does that make you feel better?
No, it doesn't. Now I feel like a shit for having asked in the first place. I make myself nod.
Well, great.
She crosses her arms, then taps her fingers on her upper arm.
Where have our drinks gotten to?
I ordered the martinis. I guess she's taking her time. Quick, change the subject. I really don't want us to fall down one of those embarrassing conversational potholes where the silence stretches out into an eloquent statement of mutual miscommunication. So, how did you manage to disguise yourself as Eileen? You really had me convinced at first.
Oh, that was no big deal.
Mo looks relieved. She smiles at me and my heart beats faster.
You know, Brains has a sideline in cosmetology. Says some of his best friends are drag queens. Well, we've got enough surveillance background on Eileen to know what she looks like, so I got Brains out to the York to provide makeup services before the assault. Stick a Class 2 glamour on top of the basics, a wig, the right clothes, some latex paint, and her own daughter wouldn't make her. We used Pale Grace for the finishing touch. It might be bugged, but we made sure I wouldn't see anything until I was aboard the ship. So I just headed for the control room using the maps we had on file from Angleton's.
I raise a hand.
Hold it.
What? Mo stares at me. Have you got your violin? I whisper, hunkering down.
No, why?
Shit. Our drinks are well overdue.
And?
And this plot was set up by a document that's classified Case Broccoli Goldeneye, Angleton said. And Predictive Branch said I needed to be here and...
And?
I kneel on the floor and pull my mobile phone out, flick the switch to silence it, then put it in camcorder mode. I sneak it out from behind the sofa, then pull it back and inspect the bar. There's nobody there. I swear quietly and call up my Thormic scratchpad application. Then I tip my glass upside down over the table and draw my fingers through the resulting beer suds frantically, wishing I hadn't downed the pint and left myself mere drops to work with. Have you got that stupid piece of paper on you?
What, the license to kill? It's just a prop, it doesn't mean anything.
Surpass it here, then. We haven't had plot closure yet, and you're not the only one who can use cosmetics and a Class 2 glamour.
Shit,
Mo whispers back at me and rolls forwards onto the floor.
Are you thinking what I think you're thinking?
What, that we've been followed home by a manifestly evil mistress of disguise who is hankering for revenge because we got her husband stomped into pink slime by a Thonian war machine?